It's Dexys to start us off. Dexys Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 28th of January, 8:30 past 6 o'clock. Good to have you along, folks. Welcome.
Hello.
And good morning.
Hello in the morning, everybody. Hope you're all
what is a
alive and well.
What is a Dexy Midnight Runner anyway?
I don't know. It sounds like a train, doesn't it?
Mm.
I'm getting that Dexy Midnight Runner out of here and you're never going to see me again, sport. Yeah. It sounds a bit like a...
I'm just curious, is it one of those completely just made up, like somebody put a few words together?
I think that's probably more likely, isn't it?
Was there ever a Dexy's Midnight Runner?
I don't know. I bet you that you'd ask them and you'd think it'd be some amazing story and they'd go, well, we're used to drinking Dexy's, right?
Yeah.
And frequently, we'd get someone to run down the off license. to run down the chip shop at midnight. And there'd be something like that.
You'd see them leaving Dexy's pub, running straight down the road down to the chipper.
And we'd time him.
I'd be always around about midnight. It's amazing, that. It's amazing.
We'd time him to see how quick he could get back. And we were such a laugh.
Yeah.
There'd be something I'd say it to John, wouldn't I, John?
I'd say it to you, wouldn't I, John? I'd say, look, there's another Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Yeah, that's not a crack, wouldn't it? There'd be something real normal, anyway.
Anyway, listen, how we doing, folks? Hopefully you're in good form. Bit of a chilly one out there today.
It is. I've made the levels of moronic nonsense that I can hit sometimes. So I came in, says hello to you.
Sorry,
and Mike.
Did you just say sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, continue.
Thank you. You obviously mean you're surprised. It wasn't just the once. But I came in, took off my jacket, took off my tracksuit top. It's like, you know, you have to wear the two now.
Yeah.
Threw them down on the chair and then went out for milk.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I went out for milk.
I'll just take my clothes off here and then go out into
took
the cold.
Took off my jacket, took off my, you know, made a coffee, put it on the table, went out for milk.
Brilliant.
And to say that, like, it's proper, breezy, blasty,
now
cold.
I understand now. What Garrett and Limerick's text was all about.
Why?
He texted in to say, Jim, hope you went for a few fizzies after the day you had with PJ yesterday. Now I understand.
Oh.
You were slightly confused form
Wait a minute,
yesterday, weren't you?
It took you that long to figure it out.
I know, I was wondering about the... I think, what did I do yesterday?
I will say, I didn't have a lot of sleep the night before. I'm back on form now.
Excellent.
I had some sleep again.
We can expect great things, can we?
We can expect wonderful things. My days of utter nonsense are over. Well, I did just get milk with...
Yeah.
Practically in the nude.
It's gone well so far, though, hasn't it?
Coffee's nice now.
As Texas, say what you want here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 6:15 on this Tuesday. Dean in Newbridge wants us to give a shout out to Blake. Blake is a son, apparently starting preschool this week. Would Blake be up at this hour of the morning, would you say?
I doubt it. No, that seems very early for a preschooler.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's some preschool if you had to get up at that
hour. Oh, no, you might be, because with parents going off to work and everything.
Yeah, dropping people
off.
You
never know. I don't know. So
anyway,
yeah.
just in case Blake is listening. How are you, Blake?
Well done you getting up at this time if you're listening.
Fair play. Right, okay, here we go. You ready for some birthdays?
Let's do it.
Right, let's do this. Right, now this one is going to cause confusion. I know it is.
Why now?
But nonetheless, let's just get it out of the way.
I bet you'll know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, Elijah Wood.
Who's that now? That's your man Harry Potter, isn't it?
I knew it was going to cause confusion.
It's the other fella. If you're making that face, then it's the other fella.
It's Frodo Baggins.
Frodo on Green Street.
Yeah.
And all that.
Exactly,
right,
that Elijah Wood.
Isn't it amazing that two little lads that both look like trolls had such huge careers at the same time?
It just goes to show there's a place for everyone in the world.
Doesn't it? Yeah, Elijah.
All God's creatures have a place in the choir, you know.
Well, it's very hard to tell them two apart. I'm sorry.
No, they
it is.
Look nothing like each other.
Liar on fire with your pants outside. It's very hard to tell them apart. They're both into the wizardly goodness and all.
Right.
And anyway, isn't there a famous story that one of them signed
the other one's name?
So I'm not the only one that gets confused.
No, yeah. I suppose it's the nature, as you say, it's the nature of the characters. The fact that they're sort of like, you're a wizard, Harry. And the other one is, I don't know what the other one says.
The ring thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The one true ring.
Oh. Second breakfast, remember all that? Yeah.
Well, you know more about the old hobbiting than you let on.
Oh, no, I know a bit about Harry Potter too. Sure, I've seen all the Harry Potters. I loved them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But not so much that you'd recognise Daniel.
They're in costume. They both look like wizards. You know what I mean? You're making it out like they're completely different people.
Yeah. Well, Harry Potter never went around, you know, knifing people at football matches.
No, that's true. That's true. I would say then that
so
Harry
it's Elijah
Potter
Wood
is,
now.
Oh, no. Elijah Wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, they're twins, aren't
they? Frodo.
So it's weird doing one without the other. He's an actual man now.
An actual man.
Isn't he, though? Yeah.
You mean as opposed to a genuine hobbit?
I said, yeah, a little fella. As a little child.
He traded in his giant feet.
Yeah, he's an actual man. I'm going to say he's like probably in his 30s. 33.
39, believe it
is
or not.
He?
I know, yeah.
You're joking me.
That is the weird thing about them, actually.
So is Harry Potter like 40 nearly?
I don't know. It's nothing to do with Harry Potter's birthday today. Right, 39 for Elijah Wood. Right, what about this? I like this lad, Frank Skinner.
Frank Skinner.
Frank Skinner.
I absolutely love Frank Skinner.
Responsible, of course, for one of my favourite jokes of all time.
What is that now?
Which wasn't a joke, it was a true story that he told from a local paper.
Yeah, what is this? Can't say that enough.
About the lad who went to be the shopping centre Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And when they offered him the job, he said he couldn't do the dates.
And it's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went for a job as Father Christmas and then realised he couldn't do the dates.
I'm not available those days.
Yeah.
I'm free in January.
Oh, Frank's going to tell that story.
Oh, God. Yeah, and he's a real devout Catholic. You know that?
No way.
Very devout Catholic.
Frank Skinner.
Frank Skinner, yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
He's kept it secret for a lot of his life. I think he wasn't into it, though. I think he was like a Catholic, but not practicing.
Yeah.
And then when all the fantasy football was over and the TV shows and all, he started saying it to people. And now he's very devout, yeah.
Well, fair play. So, I don't know why that doesn't sort of seem
because
to fit
you never
with his general
with
character.
With comedians, it doesn't seem to be a thing.
Yeah, they always seem so irreverent.
Yeah, it's always like, you know, it's so, you're always looking around trying to poke holes and things for gags.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he said, I remember listening to him on his podcast, I think it was, and going, oh, wow, jeepers, I didn't know that.
Oh, God, that's a new one on me now.
But Fantasy Football, what a brilliant show.
Yeah, that was good crack.
And
that was him and David Baddiel, that one.
David Baddiel, and so politically incorrect. There was so much crack, jeepers. Yeah. When they had Ray Houghton playing for Ireland and there was members of the IRA in the team and everything. Oh, it was so silly. It was great crack. I gotta say he's like 56.
He's actually 63.
Is he?
Yeah. It's been around a while when you think about it.
I
mean, you're
not
chicken yourself, you know what I mean?
Hey, you lay off that now.
Right.
Jeepers, I am old. That's exactly, I'm so old. That's what exactly what old people do. How did Harry Potter get into the Lord of the Rings? Huh? Oh yeah, I'm an elf, like.
This one is going to be interesting. I've been looking forward to this one since
God.
I realised it was his birthday. It is the birthday of Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to spit on King Sam from Liverpool.
Jamie Carragher.
Oh,
I have to
my
say,
God.
Isn't it weird like that now? That himself and Neville do the punditry.
I actually
kind of like him. I have to confess.
Even when he's spitting on kids going up and down the road.
I'm letting myself down.
Like that dog on the
80s.
No,
I mean on the telly. Oh yeah, what was his name? Spit.
Spit the dog.
It was, I'm trying to remember what the actor was called.
It was Spit
yeah, yeah,
the dog.
Somebody and Spit the dog.
Oh yeah, I can't remember your man's
name.
He
was a puppet, PJ.
He wasn't. Stop that now.
It's a puppet!
It was brilliant. But your man Carragher, I know what you're saying and all, but
I mean, as a pundit, I do like himself. And
I suppose
on,
I like him more
box.
Than I like the present team because thankfully he never won anything. And that helps, you know. Not anything of significance like a league or anything. So that always helps.
That
you know?
Always helps.
Yeah, he might have won that European contest no one cares about. The European football contest, I think it's called.
It's like the... yeah.
So I got to say, Jamie Carragher is, what age is he?
You could probably work this out now for yourself.
Yeah. Just a couple of years older than me, maybe. 45.
He's actually only 42.
Jeez, I don't like that at all. I thought he was a bit older than me. Not younger.
Bit younger, yeah. 42.
Oh,
Jamie
my
Carragher.
God.
And then this one as well is, this one will bring you right back to your childhood. What about Bobby Ball?
Bobby Ball from Cannonball.
Rock on, Tommy.
Now we're talking about
Rock
my days.
Rock on, Tommy.
Now we're in. Yeah, Bobby Ball with the little braces and all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little rainbow braces.
When mustaches weren't seen as creepy, they were seen as cool.
And he was funny looking.
He was funny looking, yeah. He even walked funny.
Everything about him. He's the closest thing to a Charlie Chaplin. That wasn't actually Charlie Chaplin.
In colour, yeah. He's like a full colour Charlie Chaplin that was eating a few pies. Bobby Ball is 73.
76? That's not bad. What were you basing that on?
Just he was, like he was, comedians are normally a bit older by the time they make it.
Yeah.
So that was, he was big in the 80s.
Yeah. He looked a lot better than the other bloke. The other bloke looked his age, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He looked like a snooker referee. The other he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a real snooker referee.
And then the last one then is a footballing legend to finish. Bringing you back to your days when you were a huge fan of that, what was that Italian football show on Channel 4 called? Remember the one you're always talking about?
Football Italia, Gazzetta Football Italia.
Gazzetta, that's the one.
Yeah.
Gianluigi Buffon.
Buffon.
Yeah. Celebrating his birthday today.
He is one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time, isn't he? Like, he really is.
Wasn't he the one that was involved in the big row? Did he get... what's the thing? And not that long ago as well. Was he sent off for something there? Oh, there's something in my head about him.
You know,
I'll look it up. Doesn't matter. Forget
it. Ringing the bell. I remember. He's just... He's one of those. He's like a legendary keeper.
Yeah,
absolute legendary keeper. There's a great show on Netflix all about Juventus.
Has he officially retired yet?
No, I don't think so.
My God.
No, I don't think so. Sure, he went off to Paris Saint-Germain, didn't he? And was it Paris Saint-Germain? I can't remember after he left Juventus. But now he's still banging around. He's definitely still...
Right.
I think he's still doing his thing.
We'll have to look that up as well. Because that's what's weird when you realise how old he is.
He's like 43.
Not bad, man. Not bad. 42.
Oh, fart.
42. And he's still playing.
I think so, yeah.
Mind you, for goalkeepers, that's all right, isn't it? Goalkeepers can play
not at the
63.
Top level, though. They can, yeah. Well, I suppose, remember Neville Southall, in fairness? Like, he wasn't even fit to start off. Remember him? He was wearing his Doc Martin boots and his shorts and all.
And plus he saved so many shots with just one hand because he'd a pie in the other one.
And his face.
And now you're up to date on the home of the no repeat 7-7, putting a 1,000 euro on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:32. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Does it look like you're getting any nearer to your dream of the white stuff? By which I mean snow, obviously.
Thanks for clarifying
just
that.
To be clear.
I think if I headed west, I'd be a very happy woman today.
Is that the only hope, is it?
I think it kind of is, yeah. Well, no. Let's not... Look, we've been taken by surprise on this before.
I wanted to stay over there.
No, I don't want to stay over there.
You're the weirdo who wants it over here.
Yeah, you're the weirdo. I want it over here. And I've fostered a family of weirdos because our dinner table discussion last night was precisely how heavy the snow must be for the children not to go to school this morning.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, it has to be pretty bad for that.
Well, not according to them.
No, obviously.
Not according to them.
That is a school person's dream. School person.
That's a school child.
A child, school, maybe? Oh my God.
A child.
Yeah, that is a school kid's dream.
He's afraid of saying the wrong thing. Culture is the life right now.
He's already accused me of having a drug problem.
Yeah,
but come on. It's not like, you know, I'm talking about, you know, stuff that's not politically correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, heartened to know that when I said to them, if it's any more than 2 inches, you can go back to bed. They went, no, we're not going to bed. No, we're going out to play.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I was like, yes, job done.
Oh, my
job
God.
Job done.
Snow in Kildare Town, literally just coming in on
the
text.
Oh, my God, so it's coming east.
Oh, God.
It's getting closer.
It's tracking east. Oh.
Go away.
This may just be the greatest day of 2020 for me.
Oh my God.
I live in hope. Oh.
It was actually better when you were sick.
You wouldn't
know
be taking a snow day or anything, would you?
Sure, look, if I'm stranded at home, what can I do?
Tell her about it, Billy Joel, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Morning to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Thanks for hanging out with us. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008. On WhatsApp, if you want to give us a shout. A few little texts in and WhatsApps in about the snow. Apparently, there's a little bit of it around the Curra at the moment. Somebody has texted that in. Also, Stephen says there's a bit of it in Bolton Glass. That's not good news.
No.
That's very close to me.
It is, isn't it? That's the right side of Wicklow for you as well, isn't it?
No, it's the other side. Well, no, Bolton Glass, thankfully, is the wrong side for me.
Oh.
That's the far side.
Right,
that's the other side of the mountain.
Oh, that's where the is that them ones?
Could well
be. How's it going there? Can you hear us over the hill? They sort of yodel around the hills up there.
It's like the difference between, you know, in The Simpsons, you have Springfield and you have what's their kind of nemesis?
Shelbyville.
Shelbyville.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Anyway, they're the Shelby.
Because they all talk like Jim over in Realmwood. They're all there going, do fetch the unicorn. And you know, it's all that. And then they hear, quickly, hi, the natives are coming. Hey, what's going there? They have a can I have a big, I'll have a bowl of Smiddix in it and a roast chicken, please. You all like that, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And also then, I did say that we had a text in sent about snow in Kildare Town. Joe sent that one in, so it could be on its way, PJ.
Oh,
it better
God,
not be.
I'm
not in the mood for it now. I'd be angry. It would make me angry.
I'd be irritable now if snow started to land.
I don't need to deal with that now.
True enough.
I'm
true
not
enough,
no.
I don't blame you. I'm with you 100%.
Sometimes I like fighting
with you. You know what I mean? And so it takes a lot for me to be behind you. But I am 100% behind you.
Oh, dear. Anyway, listen, man? We were talking about Gianluigi Buffon, it being his birthday today, 42 he is today. Back at Juventus.
At Juventus, there you go. Yes. Oh, that's unbelievable. At his level.
Dan's in Cork, says he's back at Juventus.
That's amazing. 42 years old.
And what I was trying to think of, Elf Terry was trying to think of it as well. I knew there was some sort of controversy. He was sent off in the Champions League in the game with Juventus and Real Madrid. I think, was that the final?
Yes.
Or the semi-final?
Yes.
Right. And it was your man, the English referee, Michael Oliver, sent him off.
And he gave him a load of grief,
oh,
yeah.
Buffon absolutely laced him. Said he had a bin instead of a heart.
Yeah.
And
that's very good.
Said something about him eating crisps and drinking Sprite or something like that as well, and basically lashed him over for ruining the game.
Might have had a point. It's very hard to disagree with someone like Buffon.
Yeah, especially when they're, you know, doing all that flowery Italian kind of. You must have a bin instead of a hat.
I know, it's what a great insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't have a hat. You have a bin. That was French, wasn't it?
I was just going to say I went a bit that way myself.
You know, it just shows that, like, I don't even know Buffon, and I can agree with him more than I agree with you, just for the crack.
And also, it was Bob Carroll G's we were trying to think of.
Oh, that's spit the dog, yeah.
So it was Bob Carroll G's and Jamie Carragher was the double act.
Yeah, Jamie Carragher.
Oh, who's God. Also celebrating his birthday today. Right, so what have we got for you today? Just coming up in 16 minutes to 7. The other side of 7, of course, back in the trailer, the hit bit. No sign of it going so far. The money just keeps going up and up and up and up and up.
Flying, so it is. What are we on then? 2,200 and it would be 10 euros today. So 2,000... Oh, no, what am I talking about? I'm doing the double money Monday. 1,110 euro.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what we're at.
Jeepers, I got all excited there for a second.
Touch of that. Also, of course, the breakfast table quiz this week. Not a bad start. I think we got 10.
So that's the questions were much more normal. Now, here's the thing. It might be tougher.
Mm.
Magic Mike is back at the helm. That means easy questions, Asho. Might not have been able to dodge the standard for the week, so we'll see how that pans out.
Right. Somebody texting in here about, I assume they're wondering if, I don't know, so I just saw school closed and I thought that's a little bit premature.
Yeah.
That might be wishful thinking on somebody's behalf.
Yeah, we didn't say that now, so don't be not bringing someone to school and saying we did it.
Although that would be great, wouldn't it? You'd literally nearly send in a request for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we will do it then if you want to.
The kids of Ireland would love you for that.
Right, just after seven.
You just made that up.
There you go.
Just before PJ says that, I'd like to disassociate myself and Classic Hits from anything that comes out of the mouth of PJ Gallagher.
You watch your mouth. See what we could do, right? See, at 7 o'clock, right, that's when the kids will be starting to wake up, right, for school.
Yeah.
So we should take a poll now. Will we do a fake schools open or schools closed announcement or not? Imagine.
Oh my God.
That caused mayhem in Ireland.
Yeah, but that'd be like the Irish version of War of the Worlds. You'd get people then who, you know, didn't know it was a fake and there'd be all sorts of outrage.
Yeah.
When we might get in the papers.
We better not then. Last thing we can deal with now on this station is publicity.
No.
We don't do that.
We shy away from that sort of thing.
No. One thing at a time.
Oh, no, none of that. We don't want everybody knowing what we're doing.
Let's get the air conditioning fixed first. We can worry about the publicity at another time.
Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, here at Classic Hits. Almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Welcome along, folks, if you're just joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. If you're heading into work at the moment, you're heading there, whatever sort of form you're in, maybe you're not, you know, tip top, maybe you're not looking forward to it, but you should be.
Oh my God.
Because today is National Fun at Work Day.
Oh my God, like this is just proof of it now. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes, indeed.
And it is nonetheless the road to hell indeed. You know the way, like, Here's the problem, right? You know the way sometimes you'd be invited to a do, a work do?
Yeah.
And there's free food.
Lovely.
And there's free drink.
Oh, lovely.
And you know you like most of the people there.
Lovely.
And you don't want to go.
Absolutely not.
Because that's just the way it is. Because it's organised fun, right? It's nobody enjoys organised fun. And now there's this national fun at work day, so people are trying to bring that organised fun into the workplace as if you didn't have enough stress going into the job anyway.
This smacks of a management consultant idea, doesn't it?
Or else some poor person that everybody likes normally, but they just won't stop trying to make it better for everyone. Will you just leave us alone in silent misery?
Like those places that have, you know, those places that have actual, what do they call them? Social committees or something.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Like the big.
Have you ever worked for one of them?
No, I've never worked. Like for the
neither.
Googles and the Facebooks and all, they'd have like.
Yeah, they tend to be huge.
They'd have an officer of morale and all this. You know, these people, you'd have an officer of morale. Hey guys!
Yeah.
There's
a
box of capes have just arrived in.
Yeah. Some lad who did a summer term in Butlins once.
Yeah.
Used to be a red coat.
Oh my God. It's like, you know what they're like? These people in workplaces, you know what they're like? You know when you're on your holidays and you're having the best time ever?
Yeah.
You're lying back, not a care in the world. You got a fizzy in one hand, a hot dog or whatever the hell you like in the other. The pool is listening, and then next thing, okay everybody, let's get ready for some water aerobics. You're like, I'm going.
Yeah. And they keep at you.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to play some water aerobics? No.
No, no, I'm okay here. Just reading my book.
Come on, man. You're going to have good time. You get to meet all the people.
We need you to make a team.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. You feel like going over and grabbing a radio and just throwing it into the pool.
Yeah.
But this is it now. People are encouraged to do it in work. And this
so what sort of stuff are you supposed to be doing in work then to have fun?
Right, it is National Fun at Work Day. International Fun at Work Day. So some people are making some suggestions. One of them is host a look-alike contest with your boss.
Well, you're supposed to look like your boss.
That's going
to
get you in trouble, yeah. I mean, hey, the person that looks most like Andy Bad News is... You say someone and everybody's upset.
So you're actually meant to dress up like or make changes to yourself to look like your boss.
I don't understand this any more than you do. Again, the whole idea of it, the whole concept of it.
What would you have to do? I suppose here you'd have to... Well, you'd have to swear a lot, obviously. That'd
yeah,
be, that'd
you'd
be
have
obligatory.
To swear and limp and say to everybody, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Limp.
He comes in with a limp every Monday from playing GAA.
That's right.
He's always wrecked.
Yeah.
He's got me fecking...
Playing the over 70s gas stuff.
Do you ever get that way? Your elbow doesn't walk in the middle. You get all these questions. So organise a cook-off. Oh, get away.
That wouldn't be good in here.
Get away.
Nobody, well, other than the stuff Aoife makes, nobody else, you wouldn't want to eat anything else by anybody else.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially not anything you'd make.
Remember I made the cake once.
Yeah.
And I made...
Numbed the entire place.
Because I used a medication thing to measure the...
You're like biological warfare, you are.
I didn't mean that now. Can I just, once again, I was the only thing in the house that you could measure...
Way of that, PJ.
And it was for measuring me ma's medications.
This'll teach them to ask me to bake anything.
Well, I mean, if I hadn't known that was the outcome, I would have done it anyway, but it did work. Go office to office, they say, singing random songs. Hey! What,
oh my
Jim?
God.
Mike?
Can you imagine
what?
That?
Hey! Would you like that, lads? Oh, my God.
Mind you, we don't have many offices.
Imagine we're just sitting here doing our business, right? We're looking on our phones between songs.
Yeah.
Trying to ignore each other, never mind the rest of the world, right? And someone walks in just going, what do you want to make those eyes at me for? You'd be.
What a choice of song.
What's wrong with that? What song would you sing?
Where's that from? What's that from?
What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
Yeah.
Won't you tell me what they say?
Is that some crooning thing from the...
You know,
is that a Dean Martin number? Is it?
Is that not Elvis? What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
No. That'd be brilliant, actually. That'd be we should do that. The only office I can think of is we'll have to rock up to accounts or something.
I didn't imagine, Jim, you were going to be the person that actually thought these were good ideas.
No, but anyway, I'm intrigued. Go on, what's next?
It'll create a healthy potluck basket with a variety of fruits and vegetables
oh my
to
God.
Share among your office workers.
These are terrible ideas.
They are terrible, yeah.
The only one I've liked so far is the staging your boss lookalike competition.
Yeah, then there's look, it gets worse. Set up some games in the break room. Ah, would you stop?
No.
Imagine that. I'd be there playing Naked Twister on my own just so you should leave me alone.
That's the trouble, yeah.
And then, believe it or not, the last one is celebrate a national day's, set up a national day's calendar so you can celebrate a national day every day with your office mates.
Oh, nightmare.
Not into any of this now,
nightmare,
I have to say.
Yeah, yeah, no, we'll have to let that one go.
Although I think I might do the Naked Twister somewhere. That seems like a good one.
Actually, what you should do, you'd be brilliant at it, we should have a game of hide and seek. Because that's normally what you do, don't you? It's like,
did I know it was going to come back to this?
Where's PJ? Mind you, everybody would know you'd be in the Jacks.
I knew you were going to out me on that. Contemplate me life.
Head away. What is love? Here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes past 7 on this Tuesday morning, 28th of January. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. And turns out that PJ Gallagher, despite giving out about organised fun at work, has form for this.
I do not. How dare you?
I mean, we've already said that you play hide and seek here by going missing.
That's not a game. That's me doing me personal business.
Yeah, but apparently you have form because Jason just texted in to say, Jim, he was the same when he was a courier, always getting lost.
Dear, oh dear.
And that's from Jason.
Yeah, okay, maybe I did get lost a little bit. I was
calling you
long before the days of GPS or whatever, you know.
Did Jason work with you or he just observed us? Maybe he waited for a delivery from you.
I don't know which Jason this is. There might have been a few Jasons.
Breed in Cork.
Giving me grief.
Breed in Cork says she'd be very suspicious if there was ever fun at work.
Yeah.
I think there was something very strange going on.
That's the Irish way of having fun at work anyway, is just meeting up and talking about, you know, football and Love Island.
Yeah.
And then saying, are you going out later? Will I meet you? That's it.
There's somebody, there's Ryan, who says, would you believe we have organised fun every morning in our office?
You do not.
Because the whole office stopped work to do the breakfast table quiz.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's different. There's a natural progression to that.
Ryan, who's in Access Nursing, apparently.
That's funny.
And also, we've gotten to the bottom of it, you doing your song that you want to go office to office. Apparently it's a song from the 50s.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why you're trying to downplay.
I'm just curious why you picked that. That's all.
I don't know. It was the first song that came to mind. Is it not Elvis? What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
No, I don't think so.
Won't
think
you
so,
tell
buddy.
Me what you say? Is it not? No. Cracking tune.
I could just see you doing it with your little velvet blazer and your frilly shirt, crooning office to office.
Yeah, that's what I dressed like on a Saturday.
Yeah, Maloko, and Sing It Back here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It is, of course, Classic Hits 729. Classic Hits, but not classic enough for our PJ.
Because
when it comes to singing it back,
talk about making a mistake around
if
here.
If he has to go and sing a tune, this is his go-to number. There you go. Sing along, PJ, whenever you're ready. Join in. Here we go.
What are you hauling at those eyes of me for? What they don't mean what they say.
There you go. Happy now.
Be glad.
There you go. So that PJ wants to go office to office singing this.
A lot of things that I never had. You fooling
around. I don't want to. I don't know why this was the go-to song in my head when we were talking about
it. We're all sort of wondering about that, to be honest with you. Why that was your go-to song.
And maybe you'll find I'm not dynamite, so what do you want to make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say.
So this weekend, check out Hits of the 50s with PJ Gallagher live on Classic Hits.
You're all mad.
I'm telling you, man, Andy Bad News will be in here straight away. That's a show waiting to happen.
I never thought I'd be too old for Classic Hits now, I'll be honest with you.
John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, just minutes away from the hit bit, and you're shot at over €1,000 in cash. If you can tell us what the hit bit is. Don't give us your guess, by the way, if you're just texting in. Let us know you just want to play. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to get on. And Magic Mike could be calling you back. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to have a go. Now, there you go in the background.
What's happening here?
Well, basically, it's one of your all-time favourites, isn't it, PJ? That music, that soundtrack.
It
obviously
is.
Not as big a favourite as...
What are you holding in those eyes at me for?
But leaving that aside, it is... It is one of your all-time favourites. And, of course, very motivational music.
Ridiculous. This is getting ridiculous. Yes, it is motivational
very
music.
Very motivational. A lot of people use that as motivational music. You know, with the gym and stuff.
I was in the gym yesterday and they were playing Rocky songs. And
there
I have
you
to
go,
say, and no matter who you are, and no matter how cheesy and naff it is, it really does make a difference. I'm sorry, it just does. But it seems we have a golden age when it comes to motivation for all types of things. And that age is 33.
Oh, no.
33. Oh, we're long
past it. So we're quite literally past it.
This is why I'm talking about the eyes that are being made at me for.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
You know what I mean? So our drive and ambition, it peaks at the age of 33 when it comes to our lives in general, not just working out. So the point we're most motivated, most determined to achieve our goals, career progression, physical fitness, healthy lifestyle, that's when it all peaks. Everything after that is on the slide.
Great.
Which is why you and me were getting stuck into caterpillar cake yesterday. Do you remember the pair of us? Oh, jeepers.
For Aoife's birthday,
if we were 33 now, we wouldn't have been that much into
it. We'd have had the discipline to stay away from it.
There was a caterpillar cake came in, and you want to see the two of us. It wasn't just give us a slice, it was give us a slice with the pink foot on it. I want a chocolate foot. Oh, yeah, his face and everything. So while determination to succeed, maybe at its peak during your sort of early to mid-30s, it's still a struggle. Like, it's never easy, right?
Yeah.
So even when 33, even when you're motivated, even when you're, like, you know, hungry and you have ambition and blah, 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 it's still not easy. But it is your peak, 33. After that, you sort of, I suppose you get to our stage.
That's when you've got the most motivation, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
And after that is when you go, oh, sure. That's actually, that makes perfect sense now.
It does,
so it was after that that you decided the philosophy was give up on your dreams. As opposed to reach for your dreams.
Yeah.
34, give up on your dreams.
Well, my theory always being is if you achieve your dreams, then what?
Well, exactly.
Then you have no dreams left.
Yeah,
and you have the reality of a situation. And what happens when something's real? You get used to it.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, I wish I had
one. Right.
You know what I mean? Who cares? So start, give up on the dreams. You know, well, unless you're 33. These are the things they say. Is what the top life goals are, by the way, right?
Right. So this is when you're 33, this is what you want most out of life, is it? For most people.
Yeah, that's what they say, right? It's a bit of an arbitrary list, but I'll give it to you, yeah.
Right.
But you're right, yeah. So, to pay off your debts and get on track financially. Makes sense. To be kinder to yourself. I can't be much kinder to myself now. I'm very easy on myself. But, to go travelling. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
To go on holiday to somewhere you've always wanted to go. Travelling and 7 and 8 are the same.
Yeah.
That's a crap thing. 7 and 8 are literally...
Somebody's filling gaps here
now. That's literally the exact same. To read more. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm more into the audiobooks. I prefer to listen. I read with my ears. I'm much more into reading with my ears than I am with my eyes. You can do something and read, you know. To drink more water. Like you,
yeah,
I suppose that's weans as you get to our age, Jim, because going to the toilet, you can't stay out of it. To relax more.
Now you're talking.
Now you're hitting my rhythm stick.
Yeah.
To get fit and do more exercise and stay healthy for your age. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Now, and then to eat more healthy is number two. It's the same thing. It's the same as this, like you said.
Yeah.
Somebody's sort of struggling with this.
Yeah, yeah, doubling it up there.
The number one goal, though, it doesn't change, I don't think, throughout your life, really. Have money. Save money.
Money.
Save money.
Save money?
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's save money, yeah. In your 30s, I suppose. I've in your 20s, you want to spend money. In your 30s, you want to save money, right? Because you want to buy a house or, you know.
I've never particularly wanted to save money. I wanted to have money. I wanted it to come to me easy. I wanted it to come to me faster than I could spend it. I didn't want to actually have to put myself out and save it.
Oh, I prefer to look at money like a collection. You know,
like a collection.
Yeah, like
what you mean in mass or something.
Like, what's your hobby? I collect things. Like what? Coins, notes, bank. You know, I prefer to look at money as a collection. You know, as an enthusiastic collection.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, I'm very bad at collecting.
Yeah. How's that going for you? Yeah. Not great, really.
Yeah, I just had to leave me gaff because I couldn't afford the rent. Yeah. So not great. Oh my god. Yeah.
You're better off trying to get my philosophy on the go. Just try and make it come to you easier.
Yeah, just spend it as fast as you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
oh, I come to you easier. But then you just play the lotto and get up disappointed every week.
Absolutely, yeah. But I haven't given up on me dreams.
See, I can get disappointed every week and not get a lotto ticket at all.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. I thought you were going to change the lyrics.
To what do you want to make those eyes at me for? Yeah, I bet you did. I was kind of trying to do it some 50 style, to be honest with you.
Yeah, not bad now, yeah. Yeah. I can see the old velvet blazer and the
frilly.
You have
me paranoid
now. Shirt on you.
You have me paranoid to be singing now after all the slagging this morning.
Oh, no, what a don't. Not at all. Celebrate your uniqueness, BJ.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot to be said for retro.
Oh, you hurt me there now. I nearly fell off the chair. He knew he'd get me in the softer regions there with that one. It is the Hit Bit. It is €1,210, is it not? I don't know. It's not written on thing. I'm saying it is.
Right.
We can throw the tenner in if I'm a little bit wrong. And Jer in Cork is going to go first this morning. How are you, Jer?
Hi, PJ. How are you, boy?
Oh, you know something, Jer? I've had better mornings. I'm feeling a little bit harassed here. How are you, Jer? What's it like in Cork this morning?
It's nasty. It is.
Is it, yeah?
It's coming down Kinsale and it's coming down heavy, yeah.
Is it, yeah? So you're getting hit with the snow now, yeah?
There was a little bit of a day this morning. It's been more frost than snow, but it's just a sleety rain down at the moment. But,
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Sleety rain.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yuck.
Right, let's get you enough money for a new jacket then, Jer. What do you think it is?
Hopefully. It's not sixpence none the richer, kiss me, is it?
Sixpence none the richer, Michael.
Unfortunately, you are none the richer after that, Jer. It is wrong.
Sorry about that, Jer.
No joy.
Thanks very much.
Safe driving, Jer. Take care of yourself in that dodgy weather. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, man.
See you then, man. See you, Jer. Right, so Anthony is in Cork as well this morning. Oh, Anthony, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Do we need to send help, Anthony? Where are you?
I'm in Cork, Jer.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's that noise? You sound like you're in a wind tunnel or a blooming storm or something.
I just have to come in through the tunnel, Jack.
That makes sense. We actually caught a man in a tunnel and it sounded like it. Good stuff. So what's the plans for today then, Anthony?
I'm a taxi driver, I've been walking all day.
All right, you're on the road.
Well,
stay safe now, because it's not looking like the best of conditions out there, so hopefully...
It's okay here on Cork, yeah.
All right, so, well, Anthony, take care then. We'll give us a guess.
Crowded House.
Weather With You.
Crowded House. Yeah. Great song again. Right,
good stuff.
Mike, what do you reckon?
Anthony, you didn't win the cash this morning. Sorry, but don't dream. It's over. Have another go. Go on.
Sorry about that, Anthony. Thanks for having a go.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you later, boss. Have a good one.
Take care of yourself.
He's back, you know. He's back, yeah.
He's back, yeah,
It's almost like he was working on them there this morning. They weren't bad at all.
Weather With You. Yeah, for the day that's in it as well. Weather With You from Crowded House. Scratch it off the list. And Kiss Me from Sixpence None the Richer. You can scratch
it
off the list.
I don't know what one that is at all. The Kiss Me and the...
Now, how would you know what it is? The only Bloomin' song you do know is Bloomin'.
What are you holding those eyes at me for?
Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
They don't mean what they say.
If it's not from the 50s, PJ doesn't even know it. It doesn't even know if it's an artist. In fact, on that very subject, I think Magic Mike has a plan, haven't you?
I do have a plan, yeah. Nothing.
To actually put you to the test.
Nothing goes unnoticed on this show, as you well know, PJ.
He has a plan to see how familiar you are with any sort of modern music. Like, if it's not that.
Well, that's all right. I'll get you a lonesome night.
What does it mean? He wants to find out if you know anything about modern music. That's on the way.
All the songs I could have picked, I burst into that one. And look what's happened. 2 hours of harassment now at this stage.
No, come on, you brought it on yourself.
That's besides the point.
Blondie, Heart of Glass, Sierra Classic Kids, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:30 past 8 on this Tuesday, 28th of January. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks.
It's still January.
Not long to go, PJ. Come on, hang
still
in there.
January. I can't
hang
believe it.
Literally, you've got 3 days.
I know.
Friday will all be over.
You say that, but the fourth month of January has only started. It's unreal.
We're getting there. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. If you're with us earlier on in the show, of course, you'll know that there's been a running theme has developed. PJ has actually revealed, accident, he revealed that his favourite sort of genre of music is the 50s. When asked about going door to door, office to office, singing as part of fun in the workplace day, he opted for...
What are you gonna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say.
That's his go-to tune, isn't it?
I feel like I've been cancelled on Twitter the way I'm being abused now and here.
But anyway, listen, Magic Mike decided that he was going to do a little test to see about relevance, music relevance, wasn't it, with the Grammys and stuff being on.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, last night, lads, I don't know if you even knew this.
I did not know. I saw it on the front of one of the papers this morning.
The Grammys were on last night.
I did. I wouldn't have had
any
idea.
The very fact that we didn't even know it was on shows how irrelevant we are.
Sure, I barely knew the presidential debate. Oh, the presidential debate. The debate for the general election.
This is going well.
This is going really well. So, the Grammys were on last night.
The presidential debate. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, over the years, there have been some artists in the Grammys that you might know of too well. But this year, I think it's safe to say that most of these artists will be pretty well known.
Big names, yeah.
Yeah, big names, yeah. They've cemented themselves in the music scene right across the world. Now, you lads, of course... 6 to 10 on a weekday, play the classic hits that are classic hits.
All right.
We are disc jockeys, aren't we?
We are the last of the disc jockey. Yeah.
The disc jockeys.
But I think me and everyone else wants to know. Like, I'd like to say, lads, I do keep up to date with the modern scene, just in case.
Well, of course, you're only a nipper. God,
yeah. Well, in case, you know, I'm asked to do a gig or something for the young'uns, I do keep up the speed.
For the young'uns.
I make sure.
Because that's
what
they're looking for.
He's down with the kids
as well. They're looking for someone who calls them the young'uns.
I make sure I listen to an old shuffle on Spotify of the top 10.
Let's get that body moving on the dance floor. Pump it up a little more.
That sounds good, actually, PJ. You could do that at a 50s night. Come on. Let's go.
PJ is one to be going around singing, I think the roof! I think the roof! I think the roof is on fire!
Who wants to hear some Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys coming up?
Anyway, so I'm going to run through some of the winners from last night, and I just want to see... how you're looking on this, lads. You're going to get a point each for every artist that you actually know, and you have to genuinely know the artist, right? So I'll give you a point for that. Is that fair enough?
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So certainly the person who took all the spoils at the Grammys last night was a woman called Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we do
know her, to be fair.
When you say you do know her, to be fair, how much do you know about her? Give me a song by Billie Eilish.
I know she got her hair dyed. I saw her on Twitter. She got her hair dyed.
Okay.
She got it dyed a green colour.
We saw the thing at Glastonbury when she was on at Glastonbury. What's the name of the blooming thing?
Okay, I think no points here.
It's real. It's a real.
Do you have it?
If
you can tell me the name of the song, I will give you a point.
The name's not going to come to me.
She has green hair. Like, if I met her now, I'd know who she was. Okay. I'd be there. That's the one, Billie Eilish with the green hair. So that's a point.
Okay. Anyway, do you want to hear the song? No, you don't want to bother.
Oh, do we do? Why? Have you got it?
I've got a clip there. Yeah.
Oh, right. Go on
there, beside that thing.
What
there.
Did she win then?
She won Record of the Year. So you're a tough
guy, like you really are. See, I was trying to think of it.
I think I heard that when I was getting me.
It ain't no Ray Peterson, but it's good.
I think I heard that when I was doing me shopping.
It is kind of shopping music, actually.
Yeah, it's actually kind of... This bit is funky. That's the... We should have known that now. That is bad. That is bad of us, PJ.
Not really.
Well,
We should have known that one.
In about 20 years, that's going to be played here. So
yeah.
Watch this space. next one is... this is for Solo Performance of the Year.
Right.
Surely now, this is... Artist, amazing artist. You should definitely know this lady. Her name is Lizzo.
Oh, I know who she is, yeah.
Oh, well,
she's the one, all the body positivity gang are all mad for Lizzo, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I get her, yeah, I know who she is.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song.
No, I'm asking PJ.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I don't know what she sings now. I know, if I seen her.
So you follow...
If I saw her with the woman with the green hair, I'd be like, do you know who that is? That's... Billy Elliot or whatever his name is.
Billy Elliot! Oh my God!
It's not the ballet dancer in the movie.
The kid! Billy Elliot. That's Billy Elliot and the one who likes her own body.
Right, well, if you can give me the name of the song that won Solo Performance of the Year for you, get 5 points. Can you tell me?
I haven't a clue. I wouldn't have a rash.
Do you recognise this?
Will I sing it for you?
Yeah.
It's this one. You're supposed to hold me down,
but you're holding me back, and that's the sound. Oh, I know this song. This is a great song. Oh, that's a great song.
It's a bit late now, isn't it? Bit late now.
You're doing all right, lads. I'm actually kind of impressed.
That's Lizzo from the Block. They used to call her, wasn't it? Lizzo. Don't be fooled for the rocks that I got. I'm still Lizzo from the Block. It's not her song.
Brilliant. How well have we done so far?
I think you've
not
done
great.
No,
right.
we haven't scored a single point, have we? Okay, great.
I've given you half a point for saying your one had dyed hair.
Great.
And if you saw the two of them together, you'd know who they are.
Yeah.
What about Rap Song of the Year, which was 21 Savage featuring J. Cole, called A Lot?
Do you know what that sounds
like
to me?
Did he stop speaking English there for
what
a moment?
Happened there was, that sounded what to me like... The train has arrived at the station.
Best R&B song, PJ Morton, Say No.
Riddlers.
Right. What about...
Never trust anyone with a name like PJ anyway, obviously.
Yeah.
What about Anderson .Paak, Ventura? Have you heard of that one? One best song... R&B album.
It's actually pronounced Ace Ventura.
Okay, final one for you. Do you know who Tanya Tucker is?
Yes!
No.
Jim.
She's the country music star, Tanya Tucker.
To win it, Jim McCabe is a lot more down with the kids than you are,
oh,
PJ,
because country music is what all the kids are listening to. Yeah.
Hang on a second. You're slagging country music. Yeah. May I just remind you? What are you holding those eyes at me for?
They don't mean what they say. Slagging me doesn't work like that when I know you're going home to jump into your dungarees and play the fiddle for the night.
Oh my God. So, thank God, we are so out of touch. We knew nothing at the Grammys, man.
Not really, no. No, not at all.
Unless they start doing the grannies.
The grannies, what a great name for awards.
Perfect.
That's where we're going to go.
Oh, I'd be bringing to the gym, I'd be in his dungarees, and I'd be there in my velvet jacket.
And your frilly shirt.
Yeah, oh, the two of us would fit right in. Oh, I'm all for that.
We're all on. Macy Gray, I Try, here at Classic Hits, 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Thank you for that. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Much appreciated, as always. Still to come, of course, Breakfast Table Quiz. We got a score of 10 to beat. Lovely breakaway to Cork's Wild Atlantic Way, which I'd say, to be honest with you, this morning is probably pretty wild, judging by some of the reports that were coming in.
Yeah.
It seems like the snow is kind of spreading itself around. We had Selbridge. Isn't that Mike's neck of the woods? Not too far away from Mike.
Yeah, because he's Lucan, so it's just that step. It's just one step beyond.
It's getting closer. In fact, I think there was one from Blanchardstown earlier on.
Really? Snow in Blanchardstown?
I think it was
Get
on the
out
WhatsApp.
Of it.
Yeah, earlier on.
I'll have to
double check on that one.
We were talking to two people in Cork this morning during the hit bit, both of them. And one of them was in Kinsale and said it was snowing and it was terrible. And the other lad who was in Cork City,
said it was grand,
which isn't a million miles away, he says, it's not too bad at all. So it just shows you how mad Ireland can be when it comes to the weather.
What a strange country this is. Anyway, as I say, we definitely have the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way for a chance to win yourself a great break to Cork, the Wild Atlantic Way, the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery, so you'll be able to check it out for yourself. But if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks as always. 087-188-0008, of course, if you're planning to have a go at the Breakfast Table Quiz. 10 the score to bead at the moment. Now, actually, we had something else planned for this little link, but some breaking news that's coming. If you were with us during the show this morning, you'll know that there was quite a revelation. Took us all by surprise. I think that's fair to say, Mike, that it took us by surprise to find out that PJ,
his
musical tastes were rooted in the 50s.
Yeah, I've heard him humming stuff around the office. I didn't know it was 50s music, but there you go. Yeah.
But we were chatting about, fun in the workplace day today,
it
which apparently it is.
50s music.
And he was There was one of the suggestions was that you go office to office singing songs, and PJ's go-to song was Ray Peterson. What do you wanna make those eyes at me for?
One off the cuff.
Am I right?
Off me.
That's it. That's that, the one that's, you sang. That's your favourite song.
It is. Oh my God! It's your favourite song. He's
PJ,
saying
it's good. It's all good. It's all good because literally, it, this day couldn't have worked out any better for you. Because right. as a result of that, Andy Bad News has been on.
Right.
Just to confirm, right? And this is breaking news. I
this
mean,
it's just happened, what, yeah.
It's literally just happened. Just to confirm that he is prepared to make room in the schedule for you and your musical tastes. Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want it.
Coming to Classic Hits very soon. Classic Hits presents PJ's Hits of the 50s.
Oh, for God.
Featuring some of his favourite artists.
What are you holding it, those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say.
Bringing you back to the good old days.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
PJ's Hits of the 50s, Sunday morning from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. only on Classic Hits.
If they don't mean what they say.
Oh, I tell
when
you.
Did you do that?
What a...
When did you do that?
Last 20
look, it's you... happening. It's happening. Andy Bad News
wanted
it. I don't
even remember him leaving the room.
Andy Bad News wanted it on. He wanted it on. It's Sunday mornings, 4 a.m. It's going to be... It's a huge,
You've
huge show.
You've managed to get me in 7 days a week. Thank you so much, Jim McCabe.
You're very welcome.
I'm not a fan of 50s music.
Well,
it was
look,
one throwaway comment.
It's out there now. It's okay. It's all right.
I will say...
I can't wait to hear that show.
Some of those songs were kind of catchy though, weren't they?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Now, this week, of course, we want to send you to the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery. So whatever you're planning, whether it's a couple's getaway or a family break, maybe you fancy an Easter family break in beautiful Roscarbery at the Celtic Ross Hotel. By the way, kids stay free. And, of course, you get that very special West Cork welcome as well. You can check it all out on their website. But we want to send you there for a fabulous three-night stay. We've got full Irish breakfast for you, three-course dinner in the Kingfisher Bistro, and we've got family passes while you're there for the Clonakilty Model Railway Village and Smuggler Cove Adventure Centre.
Sounds good. Sounds brilliant. Actually, it is West Cork, one of the best places on the world, on the face of the earth, to be quite honest with you. I don't think I'm overblowing it there.
Not at all, no. You certainly are not one who's prone to exaggeration at all.
Well, definitely
and I've said
not.
That a million times.
The abuse today. I swear to God. We're bordering on bullying in the workplace.
I'm supporting you in your view.
You're just lucky I find it all very entertaining. Although I will say, lads, your little plan backfired. It seems like loads of people would love to hear a 50s hour.
There you go.
Loads
You're
of
not
people.
Alone. There's people out there.
So there you go.
4 a.m. Sunday mornings.
Yep. The rickets hour, I'll be calling it, or something. So here we go. Anyway, 10 the score to beat, 11 the score that will put you in the lead. And Breeda Lynch, who's in Cork this morning, going to have another go. Hiya, Breeda.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Very good, Breeda. What about you? How are things in Cork?
Great, it's not too bad. It's just a bit of rain and it's cold and that, but it's not too bad. It could be worse.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we don't know what's going on in Cork this morning because we've had two people on and now yourself. And one said it wasn't great. The other one says it was absolutely terrible. And now you're saying it's all right. It's not bad at all. It's grand.
PJ, we're very special here in Cork. Yeah. You know.
It's a very big area, PJ.
Texas is a big state.
It is a big state. It's a big state. Breeda, how are you doing at the old quizzing? Are you any good at us? The old general knowledge up to scratch?
I like to give it a bit of a bash and, you know, sometimes I can be lucky, other times unlucky, but if you're not in, you can't win.
That's
absolutely
true,
absolutely right. Okay, 60 seconds for you to get at least 11 correct answers. Hopefully, Breeda, you ready to go?
I am.
Best of luck, here we go.
What A is the therapeutic use of plant oils?
Aromatherapy.
In 79 AD, what volcano erupted, burying the city of Pompeii?
Vesuvius.
That's it. Which country are redwood trees native to?
America.
Sheet, forked and ball are all types of what meteorological phenomenon?
Snow.
Lightning. What's the largest lake in Italy?
Como.
It's La Garda. The Verrazano Narrows Bridge connects Brooklyn to where?
Manhattan.
Staten Island. In children's literature, whose archenemy is Draco Malfoy?
Don't know.
Harry Potter. Which TV cartoon series features the characters Cartman and Kenny?
Oh, South Park.
The TV presenters Ant and Dec met on the set of what children's drama series?
Biker's Grove.
That's the one. Is Roald Dahl's story, though? In Roald Dahl's story, who owned the chocolate factory toured by Charlie Bucket?
Who owns? I don't know.
It's Willy Wonka. Who wrote the horror novel Carrie?
Don't know.
Stephen King. I'll give you one more because I made a mess of it. In football, what is the name of the horizontal beam that forms the top of a goal?
Goalpost.
No, it's the crossbar.
Oh, dear.
The crossbar is on the top.
Oh, dear.
You're grand, Breeda. Right. Don't worry about it.
Right, what did we end up with? We got one,
you had a great start.
Three, four, five correct answers today, Breeda. Five
well,
today.
Well, it's great Larry Gogan was said, it just didn't suit me today.
Well, the first five did.
Exactly. Right, listen, Breeda, it was well worth having a bash. Well worth having a bash.
Okay,
thanks for playing. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye now.